Thank you. Welcome to the June Interpretations Committee meeting, and I think to start off I'm going to hand over to Katrina.
Yes, good morning everyone. What I was just going to do before we get into the agenda papers for today was just give you a brief update on any board discussions that have happened around topics that you've discussed sort of since we last saw you here in person in March. So the board has been busy discussing some of those. First of all, of course, the board ratified IFRIC 23, which is now issued, last week. Other topics the board discussed were, first of all, they talked about what fees to include in the 10% derecognition test that you had recommended as an annual improvement, and the board agreed with your recommendation, and that will be included in the next annual improvements cycle. The next topic they also that came through you were the amendments to IFRS 3 and IFRS 11 to do with previously held interests in a joint operation. Again, you talked about that in March and made some recommendations to the board. The board agreed with your recommendations to finalise those amendments, largely unchanged. You also discussed some of the amendments to IS 19 in March, particularly around minor plan events, and again the board agreed with your recommendations, so that will go through when those amendments are finalised. And lastly, something that you spent quite some time talking about last year, which was long-term interests in an associate or joint venture. That of course was included as part of the annual improvements package that was exposed in January. The board talked about that in May. That one, of course, by the way, is sort of particularly urgent in a sense because it affects the application of IFRS. It's sort of the result of that, I suppose, is to clarify that IFRS 9 gets applied to long-term interests. So in May, the board agreed to finalise those amendments, largely as exposed, but there will be a number of clarifications made to how the sort of mechanics works. And also the board agreed that they would put out an example to sort of again show the mechanics work. So, and only to say that both those clarifications and the example are very much along the lines of what the committee discussed when it discussed that topic last year. So that one's moving forward, and we are trying to move that one forward as quickly as possible, so it'll be finalised as a narrow scope amendment as opposed to part of the annual approach. So that's essentially sort of all of the discussion since March on topics you've discussed. I don't know if there's any particular questions.
So that's it for Edna.
I think that's it for Edna.
Okay, so with that we can move on to the first agenda paper.